Now turn to part two. You will hear a student, Hannah Jordan, giving a short talk on the topic of soil. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
I'm going to be giving a short talk on soil. I've tried to summarise some of the main information I found on the topic. The advantage for me is that there's a great deal of research on soil. The research often looks at one particular function that soil provides. One Canadian study I looked at focused on the importance of soil as a building material used ever since humans first settled in communities. All studies emphasise its importance as a key to global well-being. In today's world, there's a huge amount of pressure put on how we use our soil and why we're using it. This is due to the very basic fact that the world population is rising rapidly. We need to look after our soil and natural habitats, because the very survival of humankind may be at stake otherwise. And wherever we have people, we have waste. A significant amount of waste is put into landfill sites. The consequences have been serious in terms of soil pollution. Once pollutants find their way into the food chain, they can damage the land and the health of any vegetation or people in the area. Dispersal of this waste through the soil also changes the composition of the soil and its ability to perform many of the functions that people and plants rely on. For example, I have seen respected data that prove that some forms of soil pollution drastically diminish the total of microbes, and this in turn decreases the biotic capability of the soil. There are both inorganic and organic pollutants. Some of the main toxic substances are inorganic and occur as a result of mining in most continents of the world, notably the Americas, Europe, and Asia. Secondary causes are smelting and the spreading of sewage on the land. In the past, it may have been ignorance or a couldn't-care-less attitude which resulted in so much damage. Organic pollutants often take the form of pesticides. It's now appreciated that some of the early insecticides, such as DDT, had a considerable impact on the environment. An area I find fascinating is the potential of organic-based pollutants to disrupt our hormones, which can have serious consequences over generations. Many of you will know quite a bit about the effects of acid rain. This phenomenon has been with us ever since countries became industrialised and began burning fossil fuels. Then came the car, emitting its exhaust fumes into the atmosphere. However, not all the causes of acid rain are man-made. Volcanoes release significant quantities of harmful gases into the atmosphere too, which then get into the soil through acid rain. In addition to acid rain, I've also looked at soil erosion. There are two main causes of soil erosion, water and wind, and it's the latter which seems to have caught the attention of the press. It's soil erosion caused by water that's more widespread and can have more devastating effects. But soil is not only being eroded by the elements, it's also becoming weaker in terms of organic matter, which means crops aren't grown in rich soil anymore. This is a result of the way we farm. As agriculturalists turn to intensive farming, This is a system which results in topsoil becoming weaker. Moreover, in recent years, because of the demand for increased crop production, cultivation has been extended more and more to sloping fields. And when it rains, a small rill becomes...
Now you will hear part two again.
I'm going to be giving a short talk on soil. I've tried to summarise some of the main information I found on the topic. The advantage for me is that there's a great deal of research on soil. The research often looks at one particular function that soil provides. One Canadian study I looked at focused on the importance of soil as a building material used ever since humans first settled in communities. All studies emphasise its importance as a key to global well-being. In today's world, there's a huge amount of pressure put on how we use our soil and why we're using it. This is due to the very basic fact that the world population is rising rapidly. We need to look after our soil and natural habitats, because the very survival of humankind may be at stake otherwise. And wherever we have people, we have waste. A significant amount of waste is put into landfill sites. The consequences have been serious in terms of soil pollution. Once pollutants find their way into the food chain, they can damage the land and the health of any vegetation or people in the area. Dispersal of this waste through the soil also changes the composition of the soil and its ability to perform many of the functions that people and plants rely on. For example, I have seen respected data that prove that some forms of soil pollution drastically diminish the total of microbes, and this in turn decreases the biotic capability of the soil. There are both inorganic and organic pollutants. Some of the main toxic substances are inorganic and occur as a result of mining in most continents of the world, notably the Americas, Europe, and Asia. Secondary causes are smelting and the spreading of sewage on the land. In the past, it may have been ignorance or a couldn't-care-less attitude which resulted in so much damage. Organic pollutants often take the form of pesticides. It's now appreciated that some of the early insecticides, such as DDT, had a considerable impact on the environment. An area I find fascinating is the potential of organic-based pollutants to disrupt our hormones, which can have serious consequences over generations. Many of you will know quite a bit about the effects of acid rain. This phenomenon has been with us ever since countries became industrialised and began burning fossil fuels. Then came the car, emitting its exhaust fumes into the atmosphere. However, not all the causes of acid rain are man-made. Volcanoes release significant quantities of harmful gases into the atmosphere too, which then get into the soil through acid rain. In addition to acid rain, I've also looked at soil erosion. There are two main causes of soil erosion, water and wind, and it's the latter which seems to have caught the attention of the press. It's soil erosion caused by water that's more widespread and can have more devastating effects. But soil is not only being eroded by the elements, it's also becoming weaker in terms of organic matter, which means crops aren't grown in rich soil anymore. This is a result of the way we farm. As agriculturalists turn to intensive farming, this is a system which results in topsoil becoming weaker. Moreover, in recent years, because of the demand for increased crop production, cultivation has been extended more and more to sloping fields. And when it rains, a small rill becomes...
That is the end of part two.